Hi, morning. Neville here. Tuesday, May the 12th, morning in the office. So, just catching up with some news, and I was just watching a video interview with Stephen Fry on the BBC website, done for the Panorama programme, which I didn't watch actually, on this whole thing about MPs' expenses. And I was actually very surprised to hear Stephen saying effectively that this is not important, this whole thing about whether MPs have fiddled expenses. He says he's done it, he reckons everyone's done it, and we should be paying attention to more important things about what politicians do, like decisions about going to war and stuff like that. I agree with that point, that we ought to be paying attention to more important things. And in the overall scheme of things, this isn't that important per se, yet I would argue that there's a scale we're talking about, are we not? If Stephen talks about he's cheating on his expenses, what's he suggesting? Let's say he's filled out a travel claim for his travel to a BBC studio, and the taxi fare was 10 quid and he claimed 12, let's say. Or the as is common practice in the States, in my experience, you get a cab and the cabbie will give you blank receipts, so you fill out any amount you want. Temptation must be huge for everyone, according to Stephen. So he's done that, perhaps, or he's walked out the, I don't know, BBC studio with a box of pens or something. I'm sure that goes on. Have I done that? Yeah, absolutely. But we're talking, are we not, on totally different scales here? I mean, just glancing at the headlines on the Telegraph website, and they're the ones who are uncovering all this stuff or have the data and publishing daily bits from it. Over the weekend, it was Labour MPs and cabinet members. I think on Sunday it was Sinn Féin. For the last 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, we've had the Conservatives. I guess next up over the next few days are going to be the Lib Dems, all the other fringe parties, whoever. So the feeling you get is everyone's doing it. Does that make Stephen right? Well, again, scale, I reckon. So, for instance, things like, I'm seeing one headline with numbers. David Davis spent more than 10,000 of taxpayers' money in home improvements, 5,700 for a portico. You've got this story about Douglas Hogg, who had his moat cleaned at his country manor. You've got the story one about horse manure. Someone, I can't see it. Here we go. David Heathcote Amory. His gardener used hundreds of sacks of horse manure. Well, that's, more than 10 quid. So it's scale to me. I mean, it's absolutely breathtaking, the scale of this. But as I wrote about this myself at the weekend. It doesn't look as though anyone's done anything wrong according to the rules of the system, and therein is the issue. That's why we need to care about this. And seeing all the politicians trotting out with video apologies, Brown, Cameron, Clegg, yeah, okay. The ones that seem to me more sincere are the ones that don't speak in the third person. It is to be regretted, as some of them have been saying. I want to hear someone say, "I'm really sorry about this," and then we can maybe forget about it once they've changed the system. But I think, Stephen, I think I disagree with you very strongly indeed. I think you're absolutely wrong to say this is not important. It is. And we have to have some confidence in the people, no matter whether anyone else out there in the country has fiddled on their taxi fares or receipts for train fares or anything else. That if these guys are doing it on this scale, well, why should anyone else bother? In which case, you're then going to build. Well, we might as well just forget it, really, don't you think? So, no one. The argument about, glass houses and throwing stones, I don't think applies in this case. To me, it is a different thing of scale. Yet I recognize others won't see that. Others will see it very black and white. But human beings aren't like that, I don't think. So you could then say, well, in that case, are we surprised? Yet there's honor here. I mean, the whole thing's based on honor. And maybe that's an outdated notion these days. But we talk about honorable members, and I think they're all dishonorable members. So is this just a reflection, the culmination of where we've got to, credit crunch and all that kind of stuff? I mean, we could talk about this for hours, I suppose. Anyway, I just think it is sickening, really. So, but Stephen, disappointed with your viewpoint, I have to say.